The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud Aleph. Today's daf is being studied there in the Nishmat of Raham Ben Esther. Wa Hashem Tanihayru Began Eden. Amen.
Amen.
Daf is being studied in the Fuash Shilema Yafa Batzara Inna Refan Allah Betuch Sh'ar Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
We begin today's daf on Yud Amud Bet, and we are five lines from the bottom. And we start Tanya. We have a bright Rabbi Eliezer Omer B'Tishri Nivra Ha'olam. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the world was created in Tishri. Now when we say the world was created, we mean that Adam Rishon was created, which means on the fifth day, on the sixth day of creation, that was Aleph Tishri, because the whole purpose of the world was for human beings, for humanity. So therefore, the first human being was created on Aleph Tishri, and that's what it means. Tishri Nivra HaOlam, the purpose of the world. B'Tishri Nuldu Avot. B'Tishri, the Avot were born. Rashi tells us that's referring to Avraham and Yaakov. We're going to learn later that Yitzhak Avinu was actually born in the month of Nisan. B'Tishri Metu Avot. In the month of Tishri, they died as well. BePesach Nolad Yitzhak. On Pesach, Yitzhak Abinu was born. BeRosh Hashanah Nifkeda Sarah Rachel veHana. On Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishri, Sarah Rachel and Hana conceived. BeRosh Hashanah Yatzah Yosef beBet Asurim. Yosef also left prison, the jail, on Rosh Hashanah as well. Now BeRosh Hashanah Batla Avoda MeAvotenu beMitzrayim. The work stopped in Aleph Tishri. Now, even though we didn't leave until Nisan, but 6 months before the actual Exodus, the work stopped. That's what she says on the second line. Shisha chodashim lifnei geulatam pasak tashi'bud. 6 months before the actual Exodus, the work stopped. B'Nisan nigalu b'Tishri atidin ligael. The first redemption was in Nisan, but we are destined to be redeemed in Tishri. So that is the first opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. B'Nisan nivra ha'olam. That the world was actually created Aleph Nisan. The Rishonim do ask a question according to Rabbi Yeshua. So why do we have Aleph Tishri as Rosh Hashanah? Which means it makes sense to judge Adam, human beings, on the day that he was judged. Right. And if he was judged on Aleph Nisan, because that's what he was created, so he should have it then. So they want to answer for Rabbi Yeshua that it makes sense to put Rosh Hashanah next to Kippur. So since Kippur is the day, everybody agrees that's the day of atonement, right. So they put Rosh Hashanah in Tishri, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. B'Nisan Nuldu Avot. He says in Nisan, the Avot were born as well. B'Nisan Metu Avot, and they died. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzhak. On Pesach, Yitzhak Aminu was born. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkeda Sarah Rachel V'Hana. So again, this is referring to Rosh Hashanah. According to him, he agreed to the first opinion. U'Berosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef Bebet Asurim. He also went out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. He agrees to that. Berosh Hashanah Batla Avoda Me'Avotenu B'Misraim. That the work stopped also in Aleph Tishri, till we were saved 6 months later. B'Nisan Nigalu B'Nisan Atidin Nigael. According to this opinion, Rabbi Yeshua, we were redeemed once in Nisan, and the future redemption also is going to take place in Nisan. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shebet Tishri Nivra Olam. How do we know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the world was created in Tishri? Shneimar. Vayomer Elohim tadshe haaretz deshe esev mazri'a zera etz peri. Now the Pasuk tells us over here that when God created the world, he says, Tachiar is deshe. Let the land be filled with deshe, vegetation. Asef, grass, mazli alzera, that produces seeds, etzperi, a tree of fruit. So the Gemara says, Ezu hodesh haaretz. Now you have to change it to the word mile'ah deshaim. Which month of the year is there vegetation filled in the fields? The ilan male perot, and the trees are filled with fruit. Havi omer zetishri. All right, because Tishri already is the end of the summer, so already the fields are filled with vegetation and fruit, and that's what the pasuk is saying. Tachei haaretz. The pasuk says, "Let there be tachas, a lot of grass in the field, vegetation, etzperi, trees that are producing fruit." So that makes sense to be Tishri time. Ve'oto aperik zman devi'ah haita, and that time of year is also the rainy season. Ve'yardu geshamim v'simchu, and we know that it rained right after the creation, and the produce started to grow. Shnei emar ve'ed ya'alem in ha'aretz. This is a cloud came from the ground. Vishkat kolagan. So therefore, you see what? According to this opinion, it makes sense that it was on Aleph Tishri. Rashi says ve'oto aperik. Actually, third line. Tanchei ha'aretz titkaseh v'titlabesh b'deshaim. When it says tanchei, it means God is commanding the world to be filled and be dressed, so to speak, with vegetation. It's peri shenigmar periyo, that the fruit already is complete. Ve'oto aperik zman l'v'ayahava kilomar v'ra'aya l'davar shibet v'shin nevra olam, and a proof that the fact that it was Tishri sharei l'gshamim ayu sirichim, because the world needed rain, and what? V'tishri zman l'v'ayah, and we know that Tishri is the season of the rain. So that's the proof of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Amir, Minayin she b'Nisan nevra olam. He said, how do you know that the world was actually created in Nisan? Shene'emar, because it says, V'totze ha'ares deshe, and the land sprout forth deshe, vegetation, ha'etzeh mazli yazera, again, the grass that produces the seeds, ve'etz ose peri, and the tree that has the fruit. Ezu chodesh she'ares mile'ah, actually, motzi'ah deshaim, you have to change that to. Which month is it that it sprouts forth deshaim, ve'ilan motzi perot, and the trees sprout forth fruit? Havi omer ze nisan. That's referring to Nisan, because the pasuk says v'totze ha'aris. Mashma that it wasn't there, it was a time that it started to sprout. Now when's the sprouting season? Nisan. So therefore, he's learning that the word was created obviously in Nisan, based on the word v'totze. V'oto aperek, and it makes sense. That time of Nisan, Zman Behema V'Haya V'Ofshim, is the Vegin Zeh Etzel Zeh. Like we learned earlier, that's the mating season for animals. It makes sense that God would create the world at a time of the mating season, because he wants the population of the animals to multiply. So that we created it at the mating season. Now, how do you know that Nisan is the mating season for animals? Shere Emar, La Vishu Karim Hason. Remember we learned that the Karim, the son, is laden with their little ones, which means they're pregnant, when Yitro'a'u af yashiru, at the time that the stalks are clanking against each other and making a singing sound. What is that? Nisan. So therefore you see that what? That Nisan is the time, Yitro'a'u, that's the end of the pasuk, Lavish. But again, according to one opinion, Lavishu Karim Hasson, right, v'amakim ya'atfu bar, but we're not going with that opinion of v'amakim ya'atfu bar. The end of the pasuk says yitro'a'u af yashiru, that when is the time that the mating season of the that the animals are pregnant? At the time that the stalks are in the field and they bang against each other and they have a single song. In any event, you see what? That according to the Bili Ezra, the world was created in Nisan. Oh, v'idach namim. The other opinion, which is according to the Bili Ezer, that says the world was created in Tishri, Haketiv Etz Oseperi, which is mashma that it's going to make fruit, meaning that the fruit was not there. According to the Bili Ezer, he learns that what, it was Tishri. In Tishri, there's fruit already. So what do you do with the pasuk Etz Oseperi? It's mashma the fruit wasn't there. It's mashma the fruit was going to happen. Yeah. So Zahu lebracha ledorotu dichtiv. No, that's a beracha for the future generations. That Etz Oseperi. I mean, the world was created. There was fruit already. What does it mean? Etz Oseperi. That in the future generations, you should know the trees are going to produce fruit. Now v'idach nameh, which is according to Rabbi Yoshua, haketiv Etz Peri. It says in the Torah Etz Peri. which is mashma, the etz already had the piri. Mm-hmm. You were saying no, that the world was created without the perot. It was in Nisan. What do you do with the word etz piri? How can Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi? Oh, that's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kol ma'aseh bereshit, all the creation of the world, bekomatan nibre'u, which means they were created in full form, which means they were created already mature. So in that sense, just like I say, Adam, he was created, he wasn't created as a baby. It's created, melokomato, it's created already full blown, full matured. So the same thing with the trees. It's considered its pity. Not the shot that it had fruit already, but it had already total growth where it was able to produce fruit immediately. Mm-hmm. Understand? Its pity was created already in a complete sense as opposed, it wasn't a sapling. On day, whatever, when it was created as a tree, already with all the preparation to produce fruit, even though the fruit wasn't there yet. So it was created maleh komatan, in full maturity. Secondly, he says, ledatan nivre'u. It was created according to their will. According to Rashi, this means, Kiviyakul HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked each part of the creation, do they want to be created? And they said, yes. Some say that this is referring to the mazal of each creation, that the mazal of each creation accepted the divine will, to create and follow the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the sun committed to come out every day, and the moon to come out every night, and the stars to shine. So they all accepted the divine instruction. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, Litzivyonan Nivreu. Litzivyonam means according to their desire. Mm-hmm. Now, some explain the word Sivyonam to mean according to their beauty. That's the way Tosfot brings down also. Mm-hmm. That each one had a certain aesthetic beauty and a certain characteristic that separates it from all the others. So that Sivyonam, according to their beauty, we'll say. According to their?
The form that they desired.
Form that they desired. Okay, Shnei'emar, V'chudnu ha-shamayim ve'ares v'chol seva'am. Al tekre seva'am, ela sivyonam. Which means according to their will, according to their creation. Okay, that's the simple interpretation of that Gemara. So the question they ask on the Yeshua, if according to the Yeshua there was no fruit when the world was created, had Adam HaRishon eat from the tree?
Right.
He ate right around on the day it was created. I thought there was no fruit. So you have to say according to the Yeshua, Gan Eden was different. In Gan Eden they had fruit already on the tree from the beginning. We're talking about the rest of the rest of the world. Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shibetishri Noldu Avot. How do you know that the Avot were born in Tishri Shne'emar? We have a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. Vayikahalu el HaMelech Shlomo. Kol Ish Yisrael beYera HaEtanim beHag. Now we know that the first Beit HaMikdash was inaugurated in the month of Tishri. Yeah. The month of Tishri is called Yera HaEtanim. Yeah. Now we know it was Tishri because the pasuk says B'Hag HaSukkot. So we know Hag HaSukkot is in Tishri. But why is the month of Tishri called Yera HaEtanim? Etanim means the strong ones or the fierce ones. Why would the month of Tishri be referred to that? So the Gemara says Yera Shenoldu Bo Etane Olam. The fierce and the mighty ones of the world. Who are the mighty ones of the world? The Avot. So you see that what? Yera HaEtanim. The month that the mighty ones were created. How do you know the Avot are called the mighty ones? So I guess me'em mashmah dehai etan lishnat detkifehu. Well, how do you know the word etan itself means mighty? Kedichtiv etan moshavecha. Right, when Bil'am was blessing the Jewish people, so he refers to one of the nations. He says etan moshavecha. Your dwelling is going to be a strong and mighty dwelling. Ve'omer, and we have a pasuk that says shim'u harim. Listen, mountains, etriv hashem. Because the fight or the quarreling of
grievance,
the complaint of Hashem, etanim, and the fierce ones and the strong ones, mosde ares, the foundations of the earth. Ve'omer, kol dodi, that's the voice of my beloved one, that's God, hine zeba. Borei Olam is coming. Medaleg ale harim. He skips over the harim, which literally is the mountains. Mekapes. And he leaps over ale gebaot. Medaleg ale harim. Who's the harim? Bizkut avot. That's the avot that are compared to the mountains. Mekapes al hagevaot, he skips over the hills. Bezkut imot, that's considered like the matriarch. Now, what is this referring to? So that she says over here, which means Borei Olam is going to rush the redemption. Mekapes al hagevaot, he's going to mekapes. Why? The zechut of the gevaot. Medaleg al harim, the redemption is going to come quickly. He's going to skip. He's going to jump over to that the time should come quickly. The zechut of who? The mountains and the hills. The mountains are the avot, and the hills are the imahot. So that's the interpretation. So you see what etanim are the strong ones. Okay. And we have the pasuk right before it says Shiv'u Harim. And who's the Harim? We see in this pasuk Harim is referring to the Avot. So then we know that Harim are the Avot. Then we know Etanim are the strong ones. And we know they were the strong ones, the fierce ones, because Etanim means that. And therefore, that's referring to the month that they were born. Kamsa Gemara says. Actually, just read Rashi to get all these pesukim, please. Rashi ve'omer shemu harim etri v'ashem va'etanim. Alma, him etanim, him harim. Meaning etanim and harim are synonymous. Because in that pasuk it says, listen harim, listen etanim. And we know the harim are the avot, because it says medaleg are the harim. So it must be the etanim are also the avot, and that's how we know yedah etanim is the month that they were born. That's the clear proof. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Minayin Shibinisan Nuldu Avot. How do you know that the Avot were actually born in Nisan? Shneimar Vei Bishmonim Shana Varba Meot Shana Leset Bene Yisrael Me Eretz Mitzrayim Bashanar Bi'id Bachodesh Ziv. Now the Chodesh Ziv is the second month. That's the month of Iyar. So the Gemara says, why is it called the second month of the year? Why is it called Ziv? Ziv also means light, illumination, radiance. Beyerach shenuldu bo ziftane olam. That was the month that the ones that illuminated the world were born. Who is that? The Avot. But they weren't created in Iyar. They were created in Nisan. So then she says, by Iyar, they were in the world already. That means they were created in Nisan. So when it says Chodesh Ziv already, once Iyar came in, the world was illuminated already. Why? Because the Avot were already created, born from before. So that's why the second month of the year is called Chodesh Ziv. That at least is the first interpretation of Rashi. Comes the Gemara and says, let's read the Girsa. What does this opinion do to be Yeshua with Yerach HaEtanim? I thought we said Yerach HaEtanim is the month where the strong ones were born. That's the Avot. He says it was Nisa. What do you do with the pasuk of Yerach HaEtanim? Hatam detkife b'mitzvot. It's called the strong month because it's strong, because it has a lot of mitzvot. Tishri has the mitzvah of shofar, the mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of sukkah, all the mitzvot that are done in the month of Tishri. So the month is called the strong month because it is laden with mitzvot. Okay, Rashi says that keep him in shofar, Yom Kippurim, of course, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim. Those are some of the mitzvot in the month of Tishri. V'idak Nameh Ketiv, Bachodesh Ziv. Oh, what does the Bnei Ezer do with the fact that it calls the month Ziv, which we're learning it means the illumination? That's the month that the world was radiated by the Avot. Ha'u di'it be'ziva li'ilaneh. That's referring to the brightness or the beauty that the world enjoys from the trees, because that's when the trees start to blossom. And therefore the light in the pasuk is not referring to the light of the avot. It's referring to the light of the trees. Now the trees start producing their blossoms and their fruit starting in the month of Nisan and Iyar. The Amar of Yehuda, because we have a statement, it's actually halakha, Hayman derafak biyomei Nisan. A person that goes out to the orchards in the month of Nisan or in the days of Nisan, vechaze ilane dim lablebe, and he sees trees that are starting to blossom. Omer Baruch Shelo Hesen Me'odamo Kelum. The blessed be God that nothing is lacking in his world. Ubara bo Biriyot Tovot. He created beautiful creations, Ve'ilanot Tovot, and good trees, Litnaot Ba'em Bnei Adam, in order that human beings can enjoy from them. So this would be called Birkat Ilanot, which the Halakha says you make once a year when you see the trees blossoming in the Nisan period of the year. Comes the Gemara and says, Man damar b'nisan nuldu. The opinion that says that the avot were born in Nisan, b'nisan metu. That means they died in Nisan as well. Man damar b'tishri nuldu, b'tishri metu. They died in Tishri as well, which means everybody agrees that they died in the same month that they were born. Shnei emar. Vayomar aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ben me'av ve'esrim shana anuchi hayom. He says, today I am 120 years. She'en tamud omar hayom. What does he have to say hayom for? Ma'umat tamud amar hayom. What's the reason why it says hayom? Hayom mal'u yamai ushnotai. Today I have fulfilled completely my days and years. Alam mitcha, Shekhanos Baruch Hu, Yoshev u'memale shenoteihem shel tzadikim, v'yom niyom mi'chodesh nechodesh. God completes the days of the tzaddikim to the day to the month. Shnei emar et mispar yamecha amaleh. God, I will complete your days. So therefore, we can assume that if the avot were born in Nisan, they died in Nisan. If they were born in Tishri, they died in Tishri, because God fulfills them complete years. Comes the Gemara and says, "Bapesach nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak Abinu was born in Pesach during Pesach." Minalan, how do you know? Kedichtiv, because we have a pasuk. Lamored ashuv elecha. So the Malach tells Abraham and Sarah, Lamored, Lamored, at the next period of time, the next holiday, the next Mored, I will return to you. So that she says, Lamored ashuv elecha, liyom tov haba rishon. The first Yom Tov from now. Ul-sarabin, and Sarah is going to have a son. V'chol ma sh'ata yachol l'arhik yom ha-besura m'yom ha-leda ha-rihikam kede l'mso yemei ibur ha-valad ben shenehem. Which means we now have to figure out two holidays where there'll be enough time in between the holidays for her to conceive and give birth. Okay, that's what she says. We want to put them as far as we can from each other. Which is, if she's saying that she got the news on one Mu'ed, and that the news was for the next Mu'ed, the only way you can do it is to separate it as far as you can, like we said, in order to give the proper months to conceive and give birth. When was this happening? Maybe you'll tell me that the angels came to her on Pesach. Now the next Mu'ed would be what? Shavuot. V'ka'amar le'ba'atzeret. He's saying by Shavuot you can have a baby. B'hamshin yomin. Mika yalda. Could you have a baby in 50 days? Impossible. Ela deka'e ba'atzeret. So must be the holiday was Shavuot. V'ka'amar le'betishri. So okay, from Sivan until Tishri, the Gemara we talk about Akate b'hamisha yerche miki yalda, which could you give birth in 5 months? Also, you can't give birth in 5 months. Ela dekae b'hag, must be that the Malach came to on Sukkot v'ka'amar la b'nisan, and therefore you're going to give birth when Pesach. The Gemara we mean Akate b'shita yerche miki yalda, which means could you give birth 6 months? With 6 month baby, the Gemara says doesn't live. Gemara, no, Tana or Tashana me'obedet haita. No, that year was a leap year, so there was an extra Adar, so therefore it was 7 months. So the Gemara says sof sof ki medle mor yomet tum'ah batzre lehu. When you calculate the days of tum'ah, you're going to have less than 7 months. Why? Because if you remember when the angels came, it says she made them bread, but she didn't serve them bread. So the Gemara says, why did she serve the angels bread? Because she was persanida, because she became tamenida, Sarah. And therefore you see what? On Sukkot, she had now nidut. So it wasn't, you can't say that she conceived right away on Sukkot and gave birth on Pesach to say that it was 7 months, because of the leap year, you have to factor in that she was nida. So therefore that's certain, at least a week's time, let's say, where she has to purify herself from the nidut. Yeah. And therefore it's 7 months less a week. Uh-huh. And therefore 7 months less a week, the baby cannot be born in such a small time. So that goes back to the question again, you factor the tum'ah days, how could you say that she gave birth? Amar Mor Zutra. So Mor Zutra says, Afilu leman de amar yoledet letesha ena yoledet them kutain, even according to the opinion that says that a lady that's in her ninth month, she cannot give birth in the middle of her ninth month. Once you get to the ninth month, the baby has to be full term, otherwise the baby Hashem will not make it. That means a yoledet litishah, a lady that gives birth in the ninth month, ina yoledet them kutayim. She cannot give birth to a broken month. She's got to be a full month. But they agree that what? Yoledet lishivah, yoledet them kutayim. But you can give birth in the seventh month, even part of the seventh month. So therefore, even though it might not have been a full seventh month baby, so it was 6 months and 2 weeks, let's say. That's okay. So therefore, the Gemara's answer really is, it was less than a full 7 month term, but so long as she was in her seventh month already, even though it was limikut ta'im, the baby's able to be born, and it's able to be born and exist. How do you know that a seventh month or a pup, that a baby, within once you enter the seventh month, already can come out alive? Shneimar. This is when Hannah gave birth. Hannah gave birth to Shmuel. So it says she gave birth to Tekufot Tayamim. Now we know what Tekufa is, a season. How many seasons are there? 4 seasons. Each season has how many months? 3 months. So if you say Tekufot, Tekufot is 2 seasons. So that's 6 months. Tekufot Hayamim. What's the minimum of days? 2. So therefore it was 6 months and 2 days. So you see, Shmuel was born 2 days into the seventh month. And while he came out alive, it's Mekutayim. So the Gemara says, Vayid Tekufot Hayamim, Mi'ut Tekufot Shetayim, Umi'ut Yamim Shenayim. So therefore you see what? That must be that she gave birth within the 7 months, even 2 days, and therefore it's okay. The previous question on this sugya is from the Pirush Rashi in the Torah. Rashi in the Torah clearly says that the angels, when they came to visit Sarah to tell her she should have a baby, was Pesach. And it says that Sarah was Pirsanida on Pesach. How do we know that she was Pirsanida? Because she prepared bread for the malachim, but she never served the bread. Now, can we say, why did she serve the bread? Because since she got her nidah, she didn't want to serve them bread that was tameh. So it's mashed by that this happened on Pesach. But the Gemara is saying this happened on Sukkot. That the mashed by that the angels came and told her that she's going to have a baby the next holiday. So the Haggaha on the Amud Bet, if you look at your Haggaha on Yud Aleph Amud Bet, there's a little gloss on top of the daf. He wants to reconcile the following way. That really, this was correct. The angels came on Pesach, and they made a sirita, they made a notch on the wall, like a little scraping on the wall, and they said, 1 year from today, when the sun comes to hit this spot, you're already going to have a baby. Good. Now, Sarah at that time did get nida. That's why she didn't serve them the bread, but that wasn't a real nida. That wasn't an idah of a visit, that she has a set cycle where she can already start being fertile to have children. That was akrai. It happened that just some blood came, and therefore she treated it like nidah, and therefore she didn't serve the bread. Good. God comes back to Sarah on Sukkot and says, okay, now you're going to have a ben, right? The next Mo'ed, you're going to have a baby. Now she comes along and laughs. She says, what do you mean, baby? I don't even have a veset. How's that? I'm not going to have a baby. So God says, what does it mean? Is anything difficult for Kadosh Baruch Hu? And at that point, that's when her veset came back and she started to have the ability to conceive. And then 6 months and change later, which is Pesach, she gave birth to Yitzhak Abinu. And the proof that he wants to bring to this concept is that on Pesach, when the Malachim came, after she doesn't serve them the bread, because she's nida, the pasuk says hadal miyot sarah orach kanashim. That Sarah did not have a visit. What do you mean? You just got the visit. You have to say the explanation that was just pesah nida. It really wasn't a nida of a cycle, and therefore it's just hadal miyot sarah. She still did not really get her cycle to be fertile. And therefore, did not happen until Sukkot. And from Sukkot to Pesach, that's where exactly Yitzhak Aminu was born. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, בראש השנה, on Rosh Hashanah, נפקדה שרה, רחל וחנה. Okay, שרה, רחל וחנה conceived on those days. מינה לן, how do you know? אמר בלעזר, עתיה פקידה, פקידה, עתיה זכירה, זכירה. We have a גזרה שווה from the words, פקידה, פקידה, פקד, פקד, זכה, זכר. How? כתיב ברחל, ברחל אמינו, what does it say? ויזכור אלוהים את רחל. וכתיב בחנה, בחנה it also says, ויזכריה השם. So we know by רחל וחנה the word זכירה is used. ועתיה זכירה, זכירה מראש השנה. What does it say by ראש השנה? דכתיב שבתון, זכרון, תרועה. So therefore we establish that Hanan, Rachel, at least, they have the word Zechira. Rosh Hashanah has the word Zechira. So therefore we see that they were conceived on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Pekida, Ketiv b'Hana. Now, by Hana, it also says the words Pakad, because it says, Ki Pakad Hashem et Hana. Uchtiv b'Sara, Hashem Pakad et Sara. So therefore, we make a double Gezira Hashemah like this. It says Pakad by Sara, it says Pakad by Hana. Pekida, Pekida. And by Hana, it says the word Zechira. And we know it says by Rosh Hashanah, Zechira, Zechira, Zechira. So we know Hana is Rosh Hashanah, from Zechira, Zechira. And the Pakad by Sara is similar to the Pakad of Hana, and therefore we learn Sara also was Rosh Hashanah. Comes Gemara and continues. Rosh Hashanah Yasa Yosef Mebet Asurim. It says that when Yosef was imprisoned in Misraim, so he came out of the jail on Rosh Hashanah. Minada and Dikhti, because it says the Pasuk in Tehilim. Tik'u Bachode Shofar. Right, it says you blow in the month of the shofar. Now, in that month that you blow the shofar, that's the month of judgment, as we learned. Now, what does it say in the next pasuk? Edut biYosef samo beseto al eretz Mitzrayim. That in that month, Yehosef, they referred to him as, and we'll tell you why in a moment. But it says biYosef samo, that he placed Yosef beseto when he went out on eretz Mitzrayim. That means when did Yosef come out of Mitzrayim? Come out of the jail to now be the ruler of Mitzrayim? On Rosh Hashanah, because in the same Mizmor that talks about the Kol Bachodesh Shofar, which is Aleph Tishri, Edut be Yosef Samon. Now the reason why they refer to him as Yosef, Yehosef, with the hair, is because it says on the night before he came out of prison, the angel Gabriel came to him and taught him 70 languages. He needed to know all the 70 languages so he'd be able to converse with Paro, because Paro knew all the languages, and Yosef knew the 70 languages plus Lashon HaKodesh. And really, according to the tradition of the kings, whoever knows the most languages is really supposed to be king. That's why Yosef was able to elevate himself to such a high position. Now, how did Gabriel teach Yosef 70 languages on one night? So it says he added the letter He to his name, which is the letter of Hashem. So instead of calling him Yosef, they called him Yehosef. And therefore, for the extra letter He in his name, they gave him ready siyam. That's why they can understand the 70 languages. So hey, dude, be Yosef Samuel. When they added the hair in his name, in order they should come out to be the leader of Egypt. Comes the Gemara continues. Berosh Hashanah batla avoda me'avotenu me'mislayim. Then on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishri, that's when the servitude in Egypt stopped. Ketivach, it says in the pasuk, behotzeti etchem mitachat sevlot mislayim. It says that I'm going to redeem you, I'm going to take you out of the sevlot. What is sevlot? Sevel. Sevel is the hardships or the difficulty or the burdens of Egypt. What does it say in the chapter that talks about Rosh Hashanah and the Tehillim? Hasiroti mesebel shechmo. Which is the pasuk that says Tekou ba'odesh shofar ba'kesli yom hagenu. That Mizmor Tehillim also says, I removed from you the burdens of your shoulders. Hasiroti mesebel shechmo. That means the burdens of Mitzrayim. When must have that have been? On Rosh Hashanah, because that whole Mizmor talks about Rosh Hashanah. So that's how we know that happened as well. Benisan nigalu kedita. Oh, we know that Nisan we were redeemed, like it says. The Torah tells us that we were redeemed on the 15th of Nisan from Mitzrayim. But Tishri atidi nigael. But the future redemption is going to take place in Tishri. How do you know? Atya shofar shofar. We have a gezira shava on the word shofar. Ketivach. It says over here tikru b'chodesh shofar. Right, that's Aleph Tishri. That's the month of Tishri. We blow the shofar. Uchtiv atam by Mashiach. What does it say? Bayom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. On that day, they're going to blow the shofar gadol. Shofar must be going to happen on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, b'nisan nigalu b'tishri atidim nigael. B'yoshua omer, no. B'nisan nigalu b'nisan atidim nigael. That it happened once in Nisan, that it should happen again in Nisan. Minalan amar kera leil shimurim. The night of Pesach is called the night of
anticipation.
Shemurim, literally anticipation, night of anticipations. Leil amshumar uba. It's the night that we're anticipating as it's coming, which means as if the night of Pesach is preserved. It's already prepared already from Shish Shemim B'Nishi to be a night of great hope and anticipation for what?
Redemption.
For the redemption. So they call it Lev Shemurim. Mm-hmm. It's already, it's, God's been waiting for this night from the beginning of Shish Shemim B'Nishi. Like it says this week's Parashah, Ve'aviv Shamar et Adavar, when Shamar sometimes means to anticipate, to wait for something. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Lev Shemurim, the night of anticipation for what? For when Mashiach is going to come. Ve'idach. So what does the other rabbi to be the Ezer learn? What does he do with Lev Shemurim? Laila Amshumar Uba. Minamaziki. He says, no, that's the night that we are, so to speak, protected from the Mazikim. Because on that night, the demons and the Shedim, they don't have an ability to come out. Just like on the night when we came out of Mitzrayim, which is Ulchol B'nei Yisrael, Lo Yaharas Kelev Leshono. Because usually the dogs bark because they're able to see demons and things like that. On that night, no dogs bark because there was really no Mazikim that were out. So every year it says, Leil Shemurimu. That was the night of Shemurim where the Mazikim are not on. Therefore, it's a night of protection. ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן.